How are you feeling? Are you in the bedroom? Yeah, I'll come right over. Just let me take off my shoes and everything.
Yes, I did. I know why you went home from work a bit too early, but I knew you were sick and not feeling well, so I thought I needed to rush over. It's important, you know, for me, that you feel well, and I want to be here to take care of you. You always pamper and, you know, care for me when I'm sick, so why not make it my turn? So tell me, what's up? I know you're sick, but how are you feeling? What's wrong? How's your head? Your temperature? Need water? Food? Eating anything? All the questions. I'm here to take care of you. Of course I need to know. And I know I won't rush things too much. I'll be gentle, I promise. I know you're normally the professional here, but you deserve to be taken care of as well, sweetie. I love you. So, let's see here. Let's start off with this. How's your head? Do you think you need any painkillers or anything to soothe your little brainy brain? No inherent pain anywhere? You sure you're not sugarcoating everything? What if I poke here? Or here? Or here? Still nothing? Oh God, your head is really warm. Maybe it's just like a bad fever. What do you think? Think we should take you to the doctor? You've had this before? What do you mean? Is this something you get yearly or like annually? Really? Well, since you know so much about it, do you have any ideas of ways to treat it? Anything special you want? I'll get you that painkiller, don't worry. I knew you were sugarcoating the pain. Silly. And lucky for you, I already had some in my pocket because. Yes, I went to the pharmacy. I bought a bunch of things. I bought some painkillers for you. And I also bought some other things. I bought some medicine and some nail polish for myself. Hey, they have pretty good nail polish at the pharmacy, okay? And then I bought some cough medicine, just in case it was your throat, but it seems like that it isn't. But yeah, painkillers. Do you have water? No? God. I have there's a glass here. Water. Water. And your painkiller? I know you're able to swallow it dry, but it's better to take it down with water, and you need water anyway. Let's go ahead and pop this out. You need it, sweetie. Take it, and here's the water. I know you're able to swallow it, but take some water with it, please. Here. There you go. Good. Good. Good little patient. It's almost like I'm like a nurse. What? I can't fantasize? Sorry. Do you think a towel would help? Like to have a towel on your forehead to help soothe your warmth. So I can get that. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. I'll soak a towel in some hot water and I'll put it on your forehead, okay? So let me go get that real quick.
Just gotta soak it and then twist it. Make sure there's not too much water in here. I don't want my baby to become all wet. That'd be awful. There you go.
I'm back. I have your towel. Yeah, just lay down. I'll put it on. Don't worry. Just lay down. Keep your head on the pillow and be comfortable, okay? God, you stress too much. Just let me take care of you, okay? This is why I'm glad I got home early, because you're just gonna try to do everything yourself. You're sick. Let this little nurse take care of you. Here. Just let your boyfriend do it. There you go. Good little patient. Sorry, I'm gonna stop calling you that. Yeah, I just realized that. Why didn't you tell me? I know. Okay, I'm gonna re-soak this. I know it's supposed to be cold water. I just didn't realize. You should have told me. Do you just enjoy seeing me fondle around? You're such an idiot. I'll be back again. God damn it.
Lane, of course. It's supposed to be cold towel, not warm. What am I thinking? They're already warm. They don't need more warmth in their head. God. Just take a new towel. This one's already soaked. Cold water, cold water. How cold should I take this? That one's too cold. Let's say about that. And then we take up, twist it. Okay, cold water, towel. Nothing's wrong with this one. Okay.
This one should be correct. There's nothing else I missed. There's no special thing you put in these towels, right? They're just cold water towels. Thank you. I'm so upset at you. Stop laughing. It's not that funny. I know it doesn't make sense, but my brain wasn't focused, okay? My brain was focused on you, not the stupid towel. Just lay back. There. It's not too cold, is it? That's good. That makes me glad. You feeling any better? The painkillers hitting in? They have a small side effect of making you a bit sleepy, but that's only a good thing in this scenario. Because you need some sleepies. It's important. So how did this happen? When did this happen? Did you wake up like this? Is it because I make us sleep in a cold room? You know I love sleeping in the cold, but maybe that made you sick? You sure I wasn't that? Like, I'm not going to feel bad. I'm not going to feel bad. Don't worry. Yeah. But is everything okay, though? I'm just glad you were responsible and didn't call into work. Of course. That is definitely something you would do. That is such a you thing to do. You would be like, oh no, I'm sick, but I'm not going to take care of myself. I'm going to still go to work. You know? And of course, you wouldn't let me Handle it. Oh, never. Hey, I might be a bit clumsy of a boyfriend, but I can still be useful for some things. At least caring for the person I love. Chris, I love you. I know you feel a bit weak and a bit pathetic. Especially you with your silly superiority complex. What? What would you call it? You always want to be the one in charge. Large and in charge, isn't that what you say? Even though you're far from large. You're a skinny one. In a good way. Sorry. Am I not allowed to kiss you? Oh yeah, you're sick. I'm sorry. It's fine. I have a good immune system. You know this. I won't become sick. Sorry. You're kind of cute when you're upset, though. It'll be worth it. Don't worry, you won't have to pamper me. And regardless, I cannot not kiss you. How can I go so long without at least getting a kiss? Don't worry. I won't do it again. I'll be more careful so I don't get sick myself. But we're still sleeping in the same bed. I refuse to sleep on the couch. And I refuse to let you sleep on the couch. Capiche? That's my only demand, okay? I don't care if I get sick. I'm still sleeping in the same bed as you. I refuse to sleep without my cuddles. You know I need them. Thank you, babe. Do you want some tea, by the way? I mean, you know I don't really like tea, so... What are you feeling? Green matcha? Japanese? God, you're such a weeaboo. Sorry. And I thought I was the anime nerd of the house. I mean, I still am, I just don't like tea. Yeah, I can make you some matcha. I just put the bag into tea, right? What? I mean, you're saying it like it's self-explanatory. I'm not used to making tea. Come on. You know what? I'm just going to do it. There's probably instructions on the bag. 100%. I'll be right back, okay? You're such a dork. Don't go anywhere. Good. Just stay put.
Okay. Tea time. Now, where's the water heater? There it is. Just flip that on. Start boiling the water. Mug. That one. 100% that one. That is such a cute mug. I didn't even know we had that mug. Since when did we get anime mugs? That's adorable. I'm taking that. There's the bag. So, put hot water in. Take the things off. Put the bag in the water. And boom. Just let it sit for like 5 minutes. That's insane. Wait, you're supposed to take out the bag? I thought you just let it sit there. They'll just use it themselves, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Water is done. And pour it. And then key back. This is such a cute mug.
Hi, I've got your tea. You just put the bag in like this, right? And you just let it sit there? I won't mess up tea. Okay, you're just making fun of me. Also, important question. Since when did we have this mug? This is such a cute mug. Yes, of course I adore it. I didn't even know we owned it. You bought it yesterday? When? I never know when you get all this stuff done. I don't sleep that long. It was a Sunday. Okay, you're just pestering me now. Here's your tea. I guess you just take out the bag whenever. You feel like your tea is strong enough? Taste it though. Is it good enough? Okay, now, I know it's hard to mess up tea. But like, I just want to make sure. Just whatever. Have your tea. Brat. Aw, cutie. I really do love you. You know that, right? And you should get better at relying on me. You really do just do everything yourself, don't you? It's okay, though. We'll work on it, cutie. What? You deserve some head pats and some head scratchies. I want to help you drift off, you know? You have your tea, you're sipped it a bit, but most importantly, when you're like this, you need sleep. Need rest. Who told me that? Who else than yourself, idiot? You're the one who taught me everything I know by doing it to me. Although you bring me hot cocoa, not tea. You know I'm a sucker for anything chocolate. Oh, I love chocolate. I'm not obsessed. Only a tiny bit, okay? Are you feeling anything better? It makes me happy. Maybe just my wonderful presence here is just making all your pain go away. Is that it? Maybe I'm like an angel in disguise. I just have these mythical healing powers. What if? What? You'd never know until we try. Hey, so if you're like perfectly fine within the next 30 minutes, I am a godsend. We're just like writing that down, setting down a stone, right? Got it. Perfect. Stop laughing at me. You're sick. You're not supposed to laugh right now. Don't start calling me an angel. I know I said, just stop. You're just trying to embarrass me now. You're just, stop trying to fluster me. This is not the time. How did you turn the table so fast? You're not a brat tamer. I'm not a brat. What? Okay, let's. God, is this what I have to deal with when you're sick? Oh, this is awful. Can you, like, never become sick again? It's not that bad. I'm just messing about. I love you either way. Although I really wish I could kiss you. But you'll just get upset at me again. I love you. You getting a bit sleepy, cutie? Yeah. You deserve a bunch of rest. You want me to try to comfort you to sleep? Yeah. You don't have to talk. Just lay there. Be comfortable. I'll help you sleep a bit. Just focus on my voice. Focus on my vocals. Focus on the words I'm saying and the sounds I'm making. Focus on the scratches. Focus on feeling every single one of my fingertips. Touching the scalp of your head and gently rubbing it. And gently feeling the touch of my fingers all over. Just focus on the sound and focus on my breath. Focus on my breathing and my patterns and me. Focus on me and you'll drift right away. Because the more you think about one thing specifically, the more your brain will drift off. Why do you think counting sheep or counting in general often helps people sleep? It's because it makes your brain work. Makes your brain think of the next number after the last. And in doing that, you exhaust yourself and slowly drift off while already being tired. That's why it works. As you slowly exhaust the supply you have left of energy. And slowly but surely drift into sleeping land and drift into dreaming land, where you get to live your fantasies until you arise once more to a new day. Therefore, sweetie, just focus on the voice of your boyfriend. Just focus on the voice and the touch of the person who loves you the most, and the person who cares for you the most. Because I made jokes about being an angel, but we both know that you're the godsend here out of both of us. You're an amazing person. And honestly, being able to care for you like this when you're sick is nothing short of a blessing in my eyes. Because I'm lucky being able to spend this kind of time with you. That only the closest are able to. Because you deserve it. All the comfort and love in the world. Because you truly are a miracle to everyone who meets you. And that's one of the main reasons I love you. And also for the amazing tacos you make. You make really good tacos though. But yeah, once again, just switch your focus onto my vocals and noise. And then slowly drift off. Can you do that for me? Good. Thank you, sweetie. Da 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 You're so cute. I hope you don't mind the humming. I like doing it because I find it relaxing, and it's what my mom used to do whenever she had to take care of me when I was young. She always used to hum these melodies of random stuff, and often just things she made up on the spot. And it's one of my favorite things, my favorite memories of her just taking care of me and, yeah, humming along to something I have no idea what is. So I hope you don't mind. I love you.